I like your style, dude.
This applies not only to all creative thinking. For example, people on the seacoast in the Middle Ages, they knew the earth was round. They believed the earth was flat because the church said so. Galileo says, tells them the earth is round and nearly was burned at the stake for saying so. Cezanne shows people what objects look at seen from a certain angle and in a certain light. And literally, people just thought he'd thrown paint on canvas. And they attacked his canvases with umbrellas when they were first exhibited. But now, no child would have any difficulty in seeing a Cezanne. That is, what's the breakthrough to me? There is a permanent expansion of awareness. Breakthrough. And for example, Joyce then made people aware of their stream of consciousness, at least on one level, on a verbal level. And he was the first accused of being unintelligent. I don't think many people now would have any difficulty with Ulysses. No. So the artist then expands awareness. And once the breakthrough is made, this becomes part of the general awareness.
I'm not saying you know man, I'm cutting. I'm cutting from the corner. I'm cutting the other corner. Kwan kai wa gini na halja na wajal ci ko fufu nga xamni li yugal ci yow ala mo yim dakko ni borom bi sama ko taala bam be be ala mo may yim ko ala na kisse ni
par leur viol dévasté. Je suis l'aide par leur haine pour chasser. Je suis l'âme par leurs horreurs torturées.
Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless number 43 with me and my mother, my dear mother in the studio.
Mother.
Say hello, mother.
Mother, hello. Hello, Pat.
So that song was Al Chual One with Idir and Manu Chao.
Well,
and
before anyone believe it all, I just say believe what you tell me, because I couldn't say it was something else.
That's the kind of emotional support I've been getting from a very young age in this house.
Yeah.
The pots and pans are banging away.
The pots and pans. Banging off.
Where this link is coming to you. This link is coming to you in the middle of in the middle of a break from Coronation Street. And before that we had a little piece of William Burroughs talking about art. Yeah, that's Brian Cowan, ma'am. There's a big Sunday Independent about the man who would be king.
And apart, On the playing cards.
There you go, on the playing cards. Anyway, so that's it. And the next track up will be something I'll introduce after Coronation Street comes back.
Gonna stain.
Well, that washing machine not putting will fix that.
It's not a dramatic job,
But it doesn't clean the sauce then.
Are you using bold automatic in it?
Well, no. But the part that I use is for automatic stove setting.
It's...
Good people out there in radio land, I wanted to talk to you about that old proverb: for want of a nail the shoe was lost, for want of a shoe the horse was lost, for want of a horse the rider was lost, for want of a rider the message was lost, for want of a message the battle was lost, for want of a battle the kingdom was lost, and all for the want of a horseshoe nail. The reason why I'm telling you all that is because I just spent the last 2 hours when I got home taking out the screws from my desk, which I got from a famous Swedish home pair furniture replacement shop, which we all know about and sounds like IKEA. I took out 3 screws and I couldn't get the 4th screw out because the screw wasn't long enough, and there was a 10 mil difference in the screw length, and I thought that's gonna affect how sturdy this desk is, and this desk will become my little creative hub from now on, and it's the desk upon which I will write the great novel that has not yet been written, the great Irish novel, of course. And that is all a lesson around one basic thing, which is procrastination. And procrastination is that simple thing where I could actually sit down and do some work, but instead I'm going to fixate on the fact that the screws are not long enough on the desk. And therefore, oh look, the engineer has popped in. Oh, and she's popped out again. So the screws were not long enough to secure the desk to the wall, and therefore I spent 2 hours doing all that. So that leads me to believe that maybe the great Irish novel will not be written on this desk, but at least Groove on the Wireless will be put together and produced. So let me run through what we just had in terms of the previous 4 tracks. So first of all, we started off with Birds of Canada on Telepath. Then we had Saul Mechanic with the track 1992. And that entire album is available for download free. And I'll put a link in into that. And then after that, we had we completed a set because we started before previously with jazz, and that was jazz part four from Melodies Infony. And so that's the last of those four tracks, and they were all available free to download as well. And I'll put in a link in the track listing. And lastly, we had Lorne, which was a producer from America, and that was from his Self-Confidence Volume 3, and that was also free to download. So that's, out of those four tracks, three of them are available freely on albums to download. So I think that's quite a high point we've reached in terms of free music available if you put the time in on the interweb, on the wonderful wide world of the web. The doctor this week is slightly injured, but that doesn't mean I can't go and find out new music for you. And one of the tracks, the next track I'm going to play for you, is something that goes back in time to Nigeria. And it's just a beautiful piece of world music. And it's nice to leave one space behind, the instrumental hip-hop space, and start in another part of the world. And this is something from the 1970s in Nigeria.
Thank you. people. They can't pause to think. World will be changing, 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 changing. For better, for worse. 20th century world, world be changing. World be changing. For better, for worse. Because no condition is permanent. No condition is permanent. Condition is getting unstable. No condition, condition is permanent. Yeah. 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 It's getting unstable, yeah. Blow my mind! Blow! Blow my mind! Ah! Condition is getting unstable. Condition is getting unstable. They are killing. They are cheating, a robbing, a cheating, a robbing, a cheating, a robbing, a cheating, a robbing. A robin, a killing, a robin, condition. Condition. Yeah. Yeah. Condition. They are killing, killing, robin, a chicken, robin, killing, chicken, robin, killing, chicken.
They say a king can beat a queen, but an ace in the hole beats everything. Oh, yeah, do you know what I mean? You're free to go. I got an ace in the hole, a shoulder.
in a losing hand. Not yet, get on up.
So that was Ace in the Hole from Honey Cone, and thanks to Reddy, the man, the genius behind Rabble, for supplying that. That comes from a compilation called Bustin' Out Ghetto Grooves from Dusty Cellars, and Dr. Groove would have to have a copy of that compilation, and thankfully he does. That was Honey Cone, which was a band that was set up after Dozier and Holland broke away from... what was that thing called? Motown, that really big one. Before that, we had No Condition Is Permanent with Marietta, I think. That's a really good track. I really like that sound. It's a real kind of African, in-your-face kind of rock, but also soulful kind of sound that they do. And then before that, we had something from Nigeria from 1970 to 1976. There's a compilation album called Nigeria Special, and that was Emma Koma Komolasa Ilawa, I think. Emma Komolasa Ilawa. So that was, the band is actually called Mono Mono. Hey, Pancho. Mono Mono, and I love the, there's a bass solo in there that you should listen out for, which I think is pretty good. Now, I'm conscious that even though I've been screwing around with this desk and the cat has just woken up and is looking a little bit soulful, mournful, I think, more than anything else. He's a black cat with one white whisker, which is pretty weird looking. Starting to look like, just as I say that, he fans out his paws, showing all his really sharp nails, and starts licking the centre of it like he's some sort of Sifu, Kung Fu Sifu. I will show you the way of the extended claw. Anyway, you listen to Groove on the Wireless. You may not know that here on Radioactive International. And now I'm always conscious of the fact that this is, show goes out on a Friday night. And you may be getting ready. And you might be one of those people who goes out on the town on a Friday night. And here is a track which I think is perfect for going out on the town kind of fodder. And it's by some New York band I never heard of before, but Joe wised me up to them. There's an album called Swisher, the band are called Blondes, and this is called Bora Bora. And this is firmly up the old techno alley, so if that's not your thing, then you're obviously going to have large sections of the show where you won't like it. But I think it's got a certain beat to it, and it certainly does things for me. So I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Dr. Groove on the Wire.
And that was the latest single from, I think it's a single anyway, it's from the supergroup known as Moderat, which is Mode Selector and the singer Apparat, who've got together. And interestingly enough, that song is called Bad Kingdom, and apparently it comes with an illustrated video piece directed by and produced by Pad Fadeneri about a young British man in 1966 London traversing a greedy underworld. So I've never seen the video, but now I actually kind of want to see that. And before that, we had Blondes with Bora Bora, which is another kind of techno track, a kind of going out, getting in the mood track. So we're pretty much close to the end of the show. And somebody was asking me last week about the voice that introduces the show, as in, you're listening to Groove on the Wireless. That indeed is my mother. And quite often we sit around and discuss things like the state of rap music. And so I thought I'd record some of that and play it for you. And then I'm going to finish with a track by Ty, who kind of asks the same question. So that's your treat. And this is Dr. Groove signing off for show number 43. Now over to my mother as we discuss the decline of rap music.
Tell me what, explain rap and crap again.
Rap is all the knives and forks and spoons and dishes and everything. Crapper.
It's pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
Pots and pans. He calls it music and I call it pots and pans.
I call it crap.
I love the music but can't see where it's at. Strictly fast food runnings. How we supposed to adapt? How we supposed to raise kids to that? And I ain't blaming no one, it starts with me. Before heart failure, there's clogged arteries. We were usually on point, low archery. Created to a fault like an art degree. But something happened, it's kinda like a takeover. The sampling law changed, the looping of the breaks over. The corporate, there's nothing pretty about this makeover. Hate for play and now you influence what we say. We even let you walk off with the DJ. It's hard to hear a single scratch on record these days. Beside the cliches, somebody's got to keep up traditions. It's a new day, but still something is missing. I mean, cause everybody and their mama knows Pro Tools. Writing raps and recording bad vocals. Being a star is more than being antisocial. I'm more than boastful. I'm hopeful of a brighter tomorrow. Used to weaving words together, other writers could follow. I hear anger in music, but the message is hollow. Upon further inspection, you can see what's been borrowed. Foreign ideals are real, bluffing to do with nothing. Now we reinvent the wheel. Caps get peeled as we slip on banana skins. Stuttering, stammering, should have been Fannie Lou hammering. Instead, we are glimmity glamouring. The struggle is a headache, plus anodyne mic check. Even breathing is challenging. The music is a powerful thing, especially when it's used to boost the power within. But you don't hear me, huh? Us alone, so I miss real artists like Nina Simone. Full of integrity, never too keen to be cloned. That's why the need to be different's buried deep in my bones. Cause swagger never paid bills, just skills. I guess I took the long road, mountains plus hills. Turntables and mic cables. Love from the crowd is more important than the right label. And I don't want the 90s sound back. You can't deny the Lindrum really sounds whack. Just living through the movie but not feeling the soundtrack. Not trying to be bougie but not trying to be round that. I grew up in a brown black facade, so I'm not trying to act like I'm that large. But I'm trying to rap like I'm that god.
it comes to culture, I'm pulling rap's card like a placard.